Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Not a banner day for the NCAA yesterday. Lots of stuff to get to. Lots of stuff. So I'm going to have to load manage. Make sure that I can get the entire load into the show in a manageable fashion. And we will talk about load management coming up, which was probably the topic of the week, I would say. And I like it. It's a good one because people have a real strong opinion about it. Like, I like it when I say, do I like load management? I feel it's a topic that needs to be approached with nuance, and no one does that in sports media, really. So I will attempt to do so. But I like it in the position I'm in because people have a strong opinion about it. And that's always good. That's always good. But I want to start with the NCAA stuff because it's fresh from yesterday. And it's just a... It's perhaps maybe a marker. You can sort of remember yesterday as a dark day for the NCAA. A dark day for the NCAA. Not in the sense that anything was different, but in the sense that it gives you real clarity, a real crystallization just about what the perception and how people feel about that organization. Because the NCAA's Q rating is incredibly low. And I talk about cheap pops here. You know, cheap pop, it's a wrestling term. It's a wrestling term where basically it means you do something you know is going to receive a cheer. It's not creative or anything. So if you're a wrestler and you're on the road, and the event is taking place in Memphis, Tennessee, and you are in the ring and you say, I love being back here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's like, woo! Memphis, Tennessee, baby! I'm not saying that's how people in Memphis, Tennessee sound. I'm just, you know, picked a random example. And I did do a little bit of a Southern accent, so I have to cop to that. But the cheap pop is saying anything negative about the NCAA. Right? If you go, the NCAA is trash. Woo! That's going to be the reaction you get. I mean, it was even like Mitt Romney or somebody the other week saying, we're coming for you, NCAA. We're coming for you. I don't know if I've ever heard Mitt Romney say he's coming for anything before. He just like sort of feels like he's there. He's like, we're coming for you, NCAA. Woo! And, you know, if you're on Twitter or something watching what's transpiring last night, yesterday, that's the sense you get. People are like, woo, trashing the NCAA. And, you know, if you're unaware, basically it was two big signature events. One was Chase Young, of course, the defensive end for Ohio State, maybe the number one pick in the NFL draft coming up. And he's ineligible for today's game against Maryland. He hasn't been ruled an eligible period, but he's out for at least that game. And that was for accepting a small loan, I think it was, from a quote-unquote family friend, whatever that means. And he apparently paid it back. And the thing about it is, again, one, he's a kid who shouldn't have to be dealing with this right now. Ultimately, it's not going to affect him. It's not going to impact him. He's going to be drafted high regardless of whether he plays another game or not. that's a guarantee. You know, barring injury, he's going to be near the top of the NFL draft. So his life is going to change monetarily coming up this spring. But he shouldn't have to go through this right now. I mean, you can just look to Nick Bosa last year to see an example of somebody who can get drafted high without doing anything in a college season. There's more to lose for Ohio State than Young there. Ohio State, of course, topping the playoff rankings right now. They've got a couple big games coming up in like 2 weeks. And he's been a beast. He's got like 13 and a half sacks in 8 games. But just the transgression itself, accepting a small loan from a family friend, whether it's an actual family friend or an agent trying to become a family friend so he can later be an agent or one of these deals, who cares? I think that's the sentiment that people have. Who cares? And then there's the James Wiseman situation with Memphis, which proves the NCAA really doesn't want these kids to have a penny, right? He was ruled ineligible, period, because Penny Hardaway, his now coach, helped him and his family with moving expenses of $11,000 and change. This is before Penny was the coach of Memphis. Now, one could insinuate that Penny Hardaway knew where he was going to wind up and was planting the seeds for recruiting where he wound up with that move. And I can't tell you for sure, but I mean, it's a reasonable insinuation. Sometimes we do favors with, you know, the intention of some reciprocation at some point. But do you want me to make it a bad thing that a kid and his family were helped out with moving? Has anyone ever moved before? It sucks. Now, $11,000 is a lot to move. That would help. I remember it cost. Last time I moved, we paid movers, and it was worth it, I thought. But it's not even just that. You know, you're talking about people whose families don't even have the means, right? For some of us, it's an expense that you make, but you can afford it. For others, it's not even just about movers. It's about the whole life situation, right? And what's going on at the time. I don't know what was going on with their family at the time. But you want me to make it a negative that he helped a kid and his family out with that kind of expense? I mean, the jokes were flying because Penny was in blue chips and everything, but still. Again, who cares? And it makes you wonder if there was a little bit of a preemptive axe to grind with Penny Hardaway coming in because he's from a little bit of a different generation than the old guard. And he's already gotten these top recruiting classes at Memphis, so something must be up, right? So he was ruled a booster, and Wiseman was ruled ineligible. But I think a pretty good indicator of where we're at with the NCAA right now is Memphis was just like, nah, he's going to play anyway. I mean, they had a judge grant a stay of the ruling, but they're risking like a postseason ban and all that by having him play. So they're just openly defying the NCAA. And to me, the NCAA, you know, when the powerful are threatened, they hold on to that power. You know, not to make it political, but have you seen some of the comments from a bunch of billionaires this week? When there's the possibility of someone going into office who has talked about taking a tax to the wealthiest, they're like, what? Yeah. They're all like mobilizing, billionaires assemble, you know, to protect it. And you see the same thing going on in the NCAA. They're just like, our power is being threatened. No, we, the NCAA, are the rulers here. We're in charge. And, you know, that's where the negative reaction comes from because people don't like the NCAA. Now, it's easy Again, I could go for the cheap pop and just be like, the NCAA sucks, doesn't it? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. But what does that accomplish? Nothing. That doesn't elevate the discourse. That doesn't solve anything. And, of course, we're not going to solve the collegiate athletic crisis on the air here today. Not going to happen. It's something that gets talked about all the time. Sports Talk Radio, greatest hits, right? The Fair Pay to Play Act, I think, was a start. That was a big moment when some of these people, these politicians, Gavin Newsom and the like, have said that things will never be the same. They might be right. And I have no idea what the college athletic system is going to look like 10 years from now. If the NCAA tournament will be what it is, if the college football playoffs will be what they are now, I have no idea. I mean, it could just be about names and likenesses, or it could expand. And then there is, you know, the idea of compensation for student athletes across the board. And I've thought of, you know, a commission-based system where they get a certain cut of the revenue and you figure out how to distribute it. But I'm not focusing on that right now. I'm more focusing on the, like, seedy underbelly of college sports, if you will. Because here's how little people care about it, or how much impact it actually has. Remember Sean Miller and that whole thing? Wasn't he on, like, we're hearing about wiretaps? Oh, he's going to be gone. No, he's not. Wasn't Bill Self just caught up in something like a month ago? Oh, he's going to be gone. No, he's not. People don't care. So how do you solve that aspect of it? I would say sunlight is the best disinfectant. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. And I would say it's kind of analogous to marijuana and sports gambling. Right? How many states have we seen legalize marijuana? A bunch. And regulate it. How many states have we seen legalize sports gambling and regulate it? I think the best way to clean stuff up is to allow it. So I really think that the best thing the NCAA can do is to allow some of this stuff, but to regulate it. So you allow it to a degree, you institute the rules into how it can be done, but it's being done regardless, whether it's a coach trying to sweeten the pot to get players to come, whether it's boosters, whether it's agents, whether it's shoe companies, it's all already there. So put it out in the open. And I think that will solve a lot of the issues, but you can't keep going on each individual case when everybody knows it's running rampant and then, you know, bring the hammer down. Because everyone's numb to it. And the NCAA is in a real bad spot because nobody likes them. Now, people like the college sports. People like the NCAA tournament. Again, people like the college football playoffs. And the NCAA currently is the governing body of those entities. But it certainly feels like the NCAA as we know it is not going to be what it is, if it's going to be a thing at all, in the not too distant future. And they are behaving like an organization that is threatened, whose power is threatened. So I want to ask a couple things. One, who are the people out there that want to defend the NCAA? Do those people exist? Because it really feels like there is a consensus against the NCAA. At 855-212-4227. And then what gets done about all this? You know, James Wiseman ruled ineligible but still playing at Memphis. Chase Young out for Ohio State. What's the solution? For me, it's allowing those sort of things and regulating them. Again, sunlight is the best disinfectant. It's like marijuana. It's like sports gambling. Illegalize it and regulate it. 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm wondering if anybody out there wants to defend the NCAA. Does that person still exist? 855-212-4227. And then what needs to be done about situations like Chase Young and James Wiseman, where the consensus seems to be, who cares? Why is this a thing? To me, just allow it and regulate it. Generally, that cleans up the seediest behavior when things are going to happen anyway. You're not getting rid of it. It's rampant. And you just become numb to it because you got wiretaps and coaches who in a different era might be gone and are still in their jobs. Because the general populace doesn't give a damn. Let's go to Ben in Fort Worth, Texas. Ben, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Ben?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think, you know, if you're going to pay the kids, which is cool, you know, if they want to figure out a system to pay the kids, that's good. But then, in turn, take away the free tuition that you were giving them and then force them to pay for the schooling that they're getting or that they were getting for free.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, Ben, is it's not really – that's not the transaction that's happening, right? I feel like that's just a misconception because you're putting it through the lens of a normal person's experience, right? Like, if I were going to school and it got paid for, that would have been a big deal. It costs a lot of money, right? But that was the reason I went there. The reason I went to college was to get the education and the experiences that come with the education. That was the nature of the transaction. In these cases, when it's Duke or Alabama and they're going to these top athletes, they're not going to have the kids go to school. They're going to get the kids to play for the basketball or the football team. So I think it's a little disingenuous to act like the tuition is actually, not to say it doesn't have value. Of course it has value. It costs money to do it and it'd be nice to get it. But it's not the nature of why they're going to the school in the first place on either side.
I agree 100%. But in the same sense, there's still hundreds of thousands of kids going to that school every year that pay a lot of money to go to those schools. And it's not free for them. And I'm not saying just...
But are they generating the revenue that these other kids are generating?
Right, which is fine. But they're still generating revenue from those kids for them paying for it.
What do you mean?
The kids that are paying to go, they're generating revenue from that. I mean, I don't know how it compares to the sports revenue, but I'm sure
it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't compare. I don't think to. I mean, I think one of the problems I have, Ben, is that a lot of these schools pass themselves off as these institutions of higher learning when really they're big businesses.
And it's all a racket, right? Like, yeah. I mean, whatever scam the NFL has with the NCAA for making kids go for, you know, 1 or 2 years, and the way that they generate money through that, it's all a racket. But I'm just saying, like, I had to pay for mine, and I'm not saying that because the school is benefiting off of their likeness that they shouldn't get something. But, I mean, make them pay something. If they want to get paid to play a sport there and be noticed, because the higher like, Duke gets more attention than, you know, James Madison University.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to go to these higher-end marquee schools and play sports there for the recognition and get paid, that's cool. But now you have to pay something to do that.
Well, but why would you have to pay something to do that when you're the one generating the revenue? That seems backwards to me. That doesn't make any sense. And again, that's not even what we're talking about with Wiseman and with Chase Young here. I mean, I think it always goes back to pay the athletes or not. Like, that's a big conversation people like to have. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is Chase Young got a loan from somebody that he paid back, and Penny Hardaway helped Wiseman and his family move, and with some other, I'm sure, life expenses. They weren't being, I mean, in a sense, I guess they were getting paid, but they weren't being compensated at a regular level. That wasn't, you know, and I think most people don't have a problem with that. Jim in Columbia, South Carolina. Jim, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I don't want to comment on that last call. You know, I don't think that people realize that the schools are not paying these guys in this situation. These guys are earning this money in a free market. based on what their value in likeness and image. So to say that that they should give up their scholarship because they're earning money is ridiculous. I mean, that's like saying the kid that's working at, you know, Pizza Hut should have to give up his music scholarship because he's making money.
Yeah.
While he's in school. That's ridiculous. I do think, though, if they are going to earn money on likeness and image and because they are the quarterback of X University, then probably the university should get a percentage of the money they bring in, simply because they would not be getting that likeness and image money if they were not part of that university. So I think, you know, that needs to happen. There needs to be some kind of system set up. But on your comment, the reason I was calling your comment earlier, the analogy about the legalization of marijuana and how it's regulated now, and perhaps that's what should happen here. You know, I've got some friends that I've talked to that are in the CBD business, and, you know, one of the things that they've said is since the regulation and the licensing and all of the fees and things that they have to pay, that they're not making the money that you could make in that business. So what's happening now is you're having guys do it illegally again, and they're making more money because, you know, the guys that aren't doing it the right way. And mm-hmm. So I'm worried that if we go to regulation of this, any kind of regulation of this, we're going to see the return of the bagmen, and you know, and they're going to be even more prominent in the university than they have been in the past, because, you know, if we regulate what the kids are able to make on likeness and image, they're going to get that money from somewhere, and it's usually going to be the bagmen coming back.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a perfect solution, and I appreciate your perspective. That's even separate from likeness and image. Likeness and image is what it is. I'm talking about the stuff that's already going on, which is, you know, kids getting hit off with loans or assistance with stuff, and that being from a coach or an agent or a shoe company, and that's happening. So to me, in general, I'm a believer in regulating and allowing those things that you can't prevent. I don't know the ins and outs of the legal marijuana business, but from the macro perspective, I'm sure on the micro level in the weeds, I guess pun intended, there are some issues. But from the macro level, it seems like it's worked well for the states that have done it. Same with sports gambling. I mean, somebody resides in New Jersey, I can tell you that the sports gambling seems to be working really well. And that was something that was done, you know, under the boards before and now is above board.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. John Brandio 1 tweets in, "What some people are failing to comprehend is that other students who pay to go to school or even have a full ride scholarship can have a job or accept money from people. But because a guy plays a sport, he can't work and can only get money from family." It's true. You know what's strange to me? And get this a lot when you're talking about money and athletes. For as many sports fans as there are, and as many sports fans, of course, as there are who are listeners to sports talk radio, it really seems like so many of them hate athletes or jealous of them or resent them. You know, like, I thought you liked it. That's your thing. But, like, whenever there's the concept of, like, you know, the kids at school getting some of that bread broken off in their direction, there's this like backlash. After education, I've been in good school. Or you know, like load management in the NBA. I work hard every day. like just like this anger comes out. It's like, I thought you liked this stuff. Why do you get so mad about it all the time? I hate on these guys all the time. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Wes in Dallas. Wes, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Robin. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So just a couple quick points. So first off, on the Weissman, the Chase Young incidents, do I think there's rules that need to be changed in the NCAA? Sure. But while those rules are still in place, they broke the rules. So if they have to sit out, then they have to sit out. It's plain and simple. Otherwise, we're teaching people that if you are a superstar athlete or what have you, then the rules don't apply.
Have you ever jaywalked?
I'm sure I have. And if I got caught, I would have to pay the fine, right?
Okay, fair enough. But
even if I was a superstar athlete, I'd have to pay the fine. Just because I was faster getting across the street, you still got to pay the fine.
Sure.
So they broke the rule.
I feel like we would spend time in semantics arguing that I get that point. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think that's accomplishing anything anyway when the vast majority of people feel like the entire system needs an overhaul.
Okay, well, like on the Weissman thing,
yeah.
You just mentioned that you moved recently. Did it cost you $11,000 to move?
We moved a few years ago. It cost, just the move itself cost like $4,000 or $5,000 to pay the movers.
But you weren't a college kid. It's been a long time since I've been a college kid, but when I first moved off to college and was moving into a dorm, I had like three boxes.
Sure. I'm not saying that that's what cost the $11,000. I said that I'm sure there's basic life expenses, but not everybody's in the same situation. So let's say that's a family that's hard up for money, and I don't know their situation, but let's just say they are, and they're struggling to make ends meet. Is it the worst thing in the world that somebody helped them out?
No, and that's one of the rules that I think should be changed. Like you just mentioned coming back from the break about people getting a job at work, or they are student athletes.
Yeah.
And I'm all for that if they want to let them work in the off season, give them a job at the UC, at campus, or I had friends that checked the fire extinguishers on campus and got paid to do it. Let them do stuff around campus so that you still have an eye on them, make sure they're not going off and doing stuff. But the other argument, that brings up another point for me, is so some of these kids are saying they're going to help their families. But I also know that anytime I had money in my pocket when I was a college student and I was that age, I didn't make the best choices with that money. So a lot of this has to do with taking care of your student athletes and making sure they're not having that extra money during their time off, during the off season, to go out and get in trouble, which is what I did most of the time that I had that extra pocket cash.
Yeah.
And on that last point that I was going to make is, as soon as you start opening that up and you say they can go get a job, that's where these boosters or the cedar underbelly of sports gambling and stuff like that starts getting back into play. Even if you're letting them get paid to their likeness and sign autographs, you're letting people get hold of these kids and offer them more and more money. And then you have the side of it with the schools, the whole unfair competition thing. I mean, who didn't love when Appalachian State beat Michigan? You're never going to have that if you start paying players based on their likeness, because a school like Appalachian State doesn't have the boosters that are going to bring in the kids and say, hey, we're going to give you tens of thousands of dollars to come sign autographs.
Of course. Like But those things may be true, Wes. First of all, two things on that. One, that may be true, but does that mean the right thing shouldn't happen? You know, like there are things we like about college sports that are going to change and may just be necessary for the greater good, right? Like sometimes that them's the breaks. And number two, Clemson and Alabama, you know, right now, and could it really be much different than it is right now in college football? Duke and North Carolina, could it really be much different now, later than it is in college basketball now?
But are we really being naive and saying that those kids aren't getting money behind the curtains?
So then why not put it, why not shine the light on it? Sunlight best disinfected. That's the way I've been putting it. I think then that's why you allow it.
Right, I understand, and we have to come up with a solution. But there's a quote out there that posing problems without offering a solution is just called whining. So unless we can come up with a solution, there has to be a governing body. So whether that's the NCAA or somebody else wants to take it over, that's fine. But we can't just bash the NCAA for doing what we need them to do. I mean, they're keeping some sort of regulation.
I agree that just bashing the NCAA is easy. And that's what I said at the beginning of the show, that you have to offer some sort of solution. You and I think the same way in that regard. However, I don't think the NCAA has proven itself fit in the current times to be the proper governance for this, because it feels to me a lot like the NCAA is consolidating its own power and not actually, you know, adapting with the times.
Right. I understand your point on them, you know, digging their heels in and trying to protect themselves because they're being attacked. But they kind of have to at this point, unless somebody offers up a better solution of how they can manage this. I mean, if it's kind of like the guy with the CBD comment a minute ago. If players start getting paid, but then all of a sudden it's not enough, where does it go there? Then they're going to revert back to doing the same thing they were doing before.
That's a slippery slope argument, right, which you can have with anything. And I appreciate the back and forth. But that doesn't mean you should not do it. Like, the name and likeness thing, come on. Let's just be real about it. Come on. Like, whether or not it has negative side effects for the thing you like, or there could be consequences, that doesn't mean it shouldn't happen, because it's clearly the right thing to do. Right? If you are selling my autograph, why am I not receiving it? That's my name. I mean, that just is fair. And, you know, we have so many people who, in general, like to talk about American dream and American ideals and, you know, how much they hate social. You know, we always get these bad words like social. I hate socialism. And then they're railing against the free market and capitalism in this case, when that's what's benefiting the NCAA and that's what's benefiting these big-time schools with the money that they're making. How about Reggie in Tampa Bay? Reggie, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, Rob?
What's up, man?
Listen, first of all, I don't think Michigan is recruiting anybody from Appalachian State. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. So I played basketball with the Hurricanes in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And on campus, we had probably 30 sports programs, soccer, tennis, baseball, football, whatever. So, question for you. Why is it that these stories and the importance of it and the light is shined only in basketball and football? Why do you think that is, Robin?
Because they're the ones generating the money.
Absolutely. So, the NCAA is antiquated and they're hypocritical. They truly are. See, when I was going to school, did I get some dollars? Yeah. When I went there, you had Michael Irvin, the Blaze brothers, Mel Breton, and then on the basketball team, our one true pro prospect was Tito Horford, Al Horford's father. And he was getting paid. He was. No doubt about it. Michael Irvin, all those guys were getting paid. And I say that the starving athlete, when it comes to big universe like that, is overrated, because we were very well taken care of back then. So, you know, even more so now. But it is about the money that is generated for the universities for those two particular programs. And you look at the percentage of guys who go play professionally, it's really, when you look at the big picture, it's really a small percentage.
Tiny, yeah.
It's really a small percentage. So I just think that, and your point is a great point, why in the hell can they get paid for my name on a jersey or sign an autograph, but I can't? That is absolutely ridiculous. So it's a complicated thing. But the way it is right now is too antiquated, and something needs to be done. So I don't begrudge guys. I understand what the guys say about breaking rules. But still, there's the principle of things. So as always, I listen to you all the time, man. I hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, how many times, if you ever have kids, you hear the expression sharing is caring all the time. And it just feels like the NCAA and a lot of these schools don't want to share. They don't want to share. They want to keep it the way that they've got their toys. They've got their money. And they hate the idea of spreading it out. That's really what it seems like to me, because it's not really about the purity of the game. Come on, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. They've raked in, again, it's funny that it happened the same week, where you have all these billionaires who all of a sudden, you know, they have their philanthropic endeavors. So, you know, Bill Gates can donate a lot of money to various things, because Bill Gates has a disgusting amount of money. Now, I'm not judging Bill Gates. Obviously, he did what he did and was innovative, and I'm not against people making money or being compensated for their product. But it's amazing to me when you hear the reaction from these people who have raked in so much whenever there's someone who might be taking a portion of it, and it's like, whoa. But in this case, you're not even talking about taking a portion of it to help out the greater good and just spread it around equally, which is a form of socialism, obviously. You're talking about the people who are the actual earners, which would be capitalism, and people being against that. And I don't know why it seems to be with athletes that people always seem to get such a hang up about money, especially considering, you know, in this platform. I mean, think about it, guys. I mean, you're listening to me right now. There's advertisers who are selling on this station because people are listening. And what are we talking about? We're talking about sports. and athletes. So they're generating money indirectly right now. Right now. It's a big, 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 big business. I mean, think about all the TV shows and all the radio shows and then, of course, the ticket sales and the TV deals. It's massive. Think about your March Madness pool and the amount of money that is getting, you know, put into stuff across the country that way, not to mention, of course, the TV broadcast rights for March Madness and college football playoffs. So why is all of that going to everybody but the active participants? All of it. Does that seem fair or just? If you were looking at it from the most like objective point of view? I don't really think so. 855-212-4227. Is there somebody out there that wants to defend the NCAA? 855-212-4227. And what should be done about situations like Chase Young's and James Wiseman's? Because I think yesterday, again, was a real marker day where you had maybe the number one pick in college football and maybe the number one pick in the NBA. Let's just say top picks in both sports. Number one, you know, in college basketball, I meant. Hit at the same time for things that it seems like most people don't care about. And a lot of the reaction is, you know, screw the NCAA, which is fine, but that doesn't accomplish anything. Something needs to be done to adapt it and change it. It's easier to yell that into the void or just get the easy support. However, in general, there needs to be something done to adapt to it. Speaking of guys who actually get paid, Sunday the NFL on CBS features the Chiefs taking on the Titans, or an NFC encounter between the Lions and Bears, all beginning with JB and the guys on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. Again, it's 855-212-4227. You can get at me on Twitter, at Robin Lundberg, RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is coming to you live right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.